we've got a nervous candidate in here, as a matter of fact. No, he's not nervous. He's done this a few times, but we are starting off our candidate interviews for Mexico City Council and for Mexico School Board. Chris Miller is going to be a candidate for Mexico City Council. As they say, this is not your first rodeo, sir. You've been on the Mexico City Council before, but just tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection to Mexico to start off with.
Thank you, Matt. My connection to Mexico is I was born here, and I won't say how many years ago, but they were riding horses back then. It's been a while. But anyway, I've lived here all my life. I've been in business here all my life. My wife is from Mexico. We both graduated from the Mexico High School, and we're just Mexico people. We were born, live, and enjoy Mexico, Missouri.
You, how long have you served on the Mexico City Council, and which term is this? Is it a second term or a third term?
This is my fourth term. I've been on 9 years. This will be my fourth term.
All right. Tell us a little bit about why you like serving on the Mexico City Council, if you will.
Well, it's kind of exciting to be involved in what's happening in Mexico and trying to be forward-looking as to what we can do in the future and what we've done in the past that was right and wrong. I think it's nice to serve the citizens. It's just kind of gives you a warm feeling when you're helping the whole town.
Sure.
In some fashion.
I get it. You know, what are some of the differences between yourself and the other candidates? There will be two open seats, and I believe there are five people running, if I'm not mistaken. So just kind of differentiate yourself between the other candidates. Why should people vote for you?
Well, all the other candidates are really good. I'll just say that. But I think I have some experience on the city council that will benefit Mexico. I come with no agenda at all. My only agenda is to keep Mexico solvent, which we've done a good job of for a long time lately, keep our taxes down, provide good working relations with our employees. We have a great group of employees at the city. We have a great group of firemen and policemen at the city. My feeling is just to be able to be involved in what's going on. And I think I add some experience to what's happened and what's going to happen in the future.
Most certainly. If you could kind of sum up maybe some of the biggest challenges facing the Mexico community right now, some things that you would like to see worked on if you're elected to another term on Mexico City Council.
Well, there are always a lot of things you can improve and always a lot of things you can do better. And, of course, that all is based upon how much money you have to throw at this project or the other. But you know, things that we've done and need to do. I'm awful proud of our aquatic park. We need to finish the slide on the aquatic park. Now, some people think that's not necessary, but it certainly is necessary to get people to come to town, is to have things for parents to have their kids do. And that's a big issue for us, is keeping them entertained. I'm always impressed with our slip lining and sewer work that we're doing. We have very old sewer systems in town. I'm very proud of the fact that we are able to work on our sewers with a slip line project, which goes inside and relines the pipes. And we're making some real strides and headway in our infrastructure for the sewer. And I think that's just really important. If you don't have the infrastructure of the city at heart, you don't have a city, because you got to be able to take care of that stuff. We have, of course, one of the biggest things that we have to work with in the next few years is, what are we going to do about a hospital? Although the city doesn't really have anything to do with the hospital, it's privately owned, but we need to support it any way we can. Any letters we can write, speeches we can give to people of authority to help promote that along. I mean, that's probably the number one issue in Mexico at this time. We do have a lot of new business coming up. We have a lot of construction. We have three subdivisions underway. So we have a lot of things going on, and I just want to, why am I better than anybody else? Probably not. I just have a lot of experience and would like to continue to give that experience.
No doubt about it. Will you put up any yard signs? Have you done that in the past? Do you plan on doing that this time? Or how can people get a hold of you if they have questions? I know you're at the city council meetings. What is it, the second and fourth Mondays of the month. People can reach you there.
I won't put up any yard signs. I'll either be elected because I've been here so long and you think I do a fair job, or you'll elect the next guy, and I'm sure he'll be a great candidate also, but I'd appreciate your vote, but I probably won't be doing any yard signs. You can always reach me at my business, and you can reach me at City Council, and I don't hide very often. I'm pretty well involved in whatever's going on, so I'm probably standing somewhere in the crowd.
All right. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck, and we appreciate you going first, doing the first candidate interview here on KXCO.
Well, we thank you for putting up with time for all of the candidates so that we can at least say something about what we think's going on and what we plan to do, and be anxious to hear all the rest of them and what their good ideas are.
Absolutely, and I'm sure the Audrain County League of Women Voters will have a candidate forum as they normally do, or we will be able to see all the candidates there as well.